CBS presents this program in color.
Before you can get us out of here, Colonel.
Yeah, we got a bottleneck. Money.
German money?
Yeah. You'll never make it across Germany without marks. Hitler has just called in every mark in the country and put out new ones. We got stuck with the old ones.
Which we made.
This is one of the reasons he called him in.
Well, so what happens?
So you wait. We're having new plates sent in so we can make some new money. It may take a week or two in the meantime.
Guard coming.
All right, into the tunnel, everybody.
It's only Schultz.
Into the tunnel anyway. Come on.
Come on, fast. You can't come in, Schultz.
What do you mean I can't come in?
We're not all decent.
What do you mean you're not all decent?
You weren't expecting anybody.
Well, come on,
come in. We're just not ready for company today.
What do you mean you're not ready for company? I have to come in.
Wait a minute. You can't
force me. Something is going on in there.
Nothing's
you let
going
me
on.
Wait a minute. Hogan, what is it I see?
What is it you see, Schultz?
I see nothing.
I'm glad you're here. I got some business I want to talk over with you. Sit down.
What kind of business?
Well, you see, Schultz, in the currency switchover, Berlin forgot to notify us. I'm not blaming them. They're busy. So we have a few old marks we thought you might exchange through your connections.
Colonel Hogan, it would be worth my life.
Just a thought. 50% off?
They are worthless. I couldn't get rid of one of them.
Forget it.
How many do you have?
Lebeau? I guess for hoarding.
Colonel, it's a dogfight upstairs. American fighters.
No. Back, no prisoners are allowed outside during an air raid. You could be shot for it.
Not an air raid, Schultz. Those are fighters.
There are.
Yeah, two of them.
What are they doing?
They're attacking a German bomber. Well, it's an armed transport. Get on top of him, on top!
Yeah.
Two airplanes cannot shoot down an armored transport of the fatherland! Herr Goering said so!
You want to bet $10, Schultz?
Our airplanes are invincible!
Give me 2-1.
You're on.
All right, now!
Go! Come on!
Is it that I always lose?
It's not you, Schultz. It's the fatherland.
I am Schultz.
Hey. Hold on. This is that old stuff.
I agree it's undignified for your highness to have to parachute into Germany. But I can assure you, my dear prince, it was an unfortunate accident. The illustrious Luftwaffe is supreme in the skies.
Then why was I not given proper fighter escort? Your government does not think me of sufficient importance?
Oh, no, I've talked to Berlin. They consider you and your mission of vital importance. They're going to send another plane immediately.
No. No more planes.
Of course, your highness, I shall inform Berlin at once. A train, perhaps? A nice train? A choo-choo?
Colonel Klink, I have been educated on 2 continents. I have traveled all over the world, and I will not be patronized by a turnkey.
Of course. We cannot be disturbed.
My personal staff, call your highness. Could you leave for Berlin in 30 minutes?
Colonel Klink, I must protest you bringing this man to Starlight 13.
What are you doing here?
Obviously, he's a man of importance, and his being here could bring on further air attacks.
Colonel Hogan, leave at once!
Wait. I have not been introduced.
Oh, I am so sorry. Your highness, may I present Colonel Hogan, senior prisoner of war officer. Colonel Hogan, Prince Makabana.
Great pleasure, your highness.
Educated in two continents. Touchy, very touchy.
Your highness, may I prepare my staff car for you?
Good idea. I hate to be a poor host, but the Allies are obviously out to get his highness to abort your mission, so...
The Allies know nothing of my mission.
Oh, come now. Even here at Stalag 13, we've heard you're going to grant the Nazis an airbase in your country.
It is not an airbase.
Did I say airbase? I meant to say submarine base.
You have been talking.
I didn't say a word, your highness. Not a word.
Besides that, he's a prisoner here. He can tell no one. He cannot use the knowledge in any way.
Colonel, I'd like to go back to my barracks. I feel utterly helpless.
I do not know.
Are you kidding? There were no pompons. That's terrible.
All right. Knock it off. It's not bad. Not bad at all. You could look a little more regal, Kinch. I think you look just like the prince.
Regal? Colonel, you're talking to a guy from Detroit who used to work for the telephone company.
Well, that's an empire. How's the hat coming?
Oh, they can't agree what it looks like.
No, we can't.
Oh, don't worry, we'll grab the princess later on. Hurry it up anyway, you got about 5 minutes.
Well, look, what do I do? I mean, what do I say? How does an African prince act?
Nasty, at least this one doesn't. Don't worry, I'll be with you anyway.
Colonel, I don't know. I don't think I ought to be...
Kinch, there are 15 men down below who can't get out without money. You're gonna get it for us.
You really think I could pass for this prince, huh?
You're perfect. Just one thing. The mustache.
A mustache? Oh, no. Colonel, you know how long it took me to grow this?
Kinch, I've been meaning to tell you. You're much handsomer without it.
Oh, 10 years younger. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, we'll save it for you. I promise.
My personal staff car, your highness, and I can guarantee a completely safe trip to Berlin.
I would hope so.
Sergeant Schultz!
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant!
Drive on.
Drive on!
What's the matter, Schultz? Drive on!
I beg to report, Herr Kommandant,
I have changed my mind.
But, Your Highness, is there something wrong with the staff car?
Why should Prince Makabana go to Berlin?
Yes, that's a very good question.
Why?
But then again, why not?
Let Berlin come to Prince Makabana. Drive on.
Drive on.
Drive on?
You will call Berlin and have them send their negotiator at once.
Yes, Your Highness, at once.
And have him bring plenty of negotiating papers.
Paper?
Yes, the green kind. That rustles.
Oh, yes, of course.
Your Highness, there's something important I want to talk
Not
to you about.
Not now, Hogan. There is no time.
All right. Wait.
Wait? I thought there was something familiar about this man. Hogan?
Robert Hogan?
Of course. I went to school with this man in America.
You've changed. You had a mustache then.
Don't remind me.
Griff, huh?
Zock, zock, boom, bow. Free this man at once.
John, I cannot do that. There are rules of war.
Don't bother. I had no place to go anyway.
Then you shall stay with me. You have private quarters here.
Of course, Your Highness. You are my personal guest.
But you are not mine. We'll move your things out immediately and move Colonel Hogan in.
Yes, Your Highness.
Schultz!
Schultz, not the big things, just the small things. And throw out all of Klink's paintings. They're terrible.
Do you remember the night of the Notre Dame game?
Oh, and the house detective at the Plaza Hotel?
Hey,
I wanted to talk to you about that. That was the greatest party I've ever...
Schultz. Sometimes in war, one is forced into strange positions.
Oh, boy. Herr Kommandant.
You handled it like a master, Kinch.
I don't know, Colonel.
I'm telling you, don't go back to the phone company after the war. Get a job as a prince.
How do you like that beast clink? Look, his wine cellar is almost as good as ours.
Pour a little bit more for His Highness, will you?
His Highness?
Maintenant, chien.
Chien, le petit fou de moi, où tu prends l'oeuvre? Pas de ça veut dire ça, alors, hein?
You heard the prince.
Prince. I may even get to like this.
Come in.
Everything to Your Highness' satisfaction?
A little cramped, but not bad.
Good, good. My best wine.
It's an amusing little wine, but of course completely incompetent.
That puts it rather well.
Oh, yes, completely incompetent.
Thanks for stopping by.
Not at all. Oh, what am I doing? I just talked to Berlin. They're sending Count von Sickle to negotiate with His Highness. He's on his way already.
Ah, good. You may go.
Thank you, Colonel. Thank you. Oh, what am I doing? The best news of all. Your wife has arrived in Berlin, and she's coming here with Count von Sickle.
My what?
His what?
Your wife, Your Highness.
I hope that my bachelor quarters are large enough for domestic bliss. Yes. Oh, that's just fine. My wife. What do we do now, Colonel?
How should I know? You're the prince.
Look, Colonel, why don't we do this? We'll bring up the real prince from the tunnel. Tell him it was all a big mistake, and then let him take my place.
I think you've got it. And when he tells Klink what's going on down below, Hitler gives us all a medal.
How about some more champagne?
Forget it.
It's an idea.
Come on, Colonel. You've always got some kind of an idea you can pull out of the hat.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. LeBeau, get over to the barracks and have everybody stand by to move out through the tunnel. This could be the end of our whole operation.
How about you and Kinch?
We'll stay and play for a break. If they grab us, don't wait. Out.
Come in.
They have arrived, Your Highness.
May I present Count von Sickle? And Princess Yawanda, you know, of course.
How are you, Marco?
I'm just fine.
Champagne for everybody.
What's this? Oh, this is Colonel Hogan, whose relationship to His Highness I tried to explain to Your Excellency.
Oh, yes. Charm.
Pleasure to do business with you.
Come, Marco.
Where are we going?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Well, I've not seen my husband for 2 months.
There have been too many delays. Our submarines are now awaiting orders to put into your capital city.
Oh, Count, just explain it to the men on the subs. They'll understand. Take as long as you want.
Hello. Whoever you are.
Hi.
You know, you do look like him. The big prince.
Oh, well, he's all right, you know, if you're worried about him.
Not terribly.
Lady, fencing's not my sport. Now, your husband was trying to make a deal for himself. I'm trying to make a deal for the Allies. Which side are you on?
My own. So are you. And so are they. And everyone else.
Okay. Blow the whistle.
Well, you come on real strong. Oh, I do. You only look strong. You know, I always get hung up on looks.
All right, let's make a date for after the war and compare hang-ups. For right now, my neck is sticking out a mile, and I gotta know. Which side are you on?
That's a way to talk to a princess.
We are wasting time. These arrangements must be made, and they must be made now. We have subs waiting to come into port. And we have planes waiting to take off with supplies for the subs now!
Don't bend our money.
I have made you my finest offer, and you refuse.
And a very generous one, too, Your Excellency.
I just don't know if we can do business.
Why not?
Well, Herr Hitler has made some pretty nasty remarks about my people, you know.
He was misquoted. He loves your people.
Oh, yes! Always singing and dancing. Oh, he loves them.
Flink, stay out of this.
What did I say?
It's not that His Highness is greedy. He just has to think of the future. What job security does he have if you should lose the war?
It is impossible for us to lose the war. The Fuhrer is invincible.
Then why does the Fuhrer need me?
He loves you.
Yes!
400,000 marks, and that is my absolute top offer.
Do you think His Highness would compromise his integrity for 400,000 marks? Make it six.
500,000 marks, that's all I have here.
I hope it's in new currency.
Naturally.
Prince Makabana agrees.
Good.
Good, good, good.
Notify your country immediately to prepare for submarines and supply planes.
After you fly the prince and princess home.
Now. Pick up the phone.
Don't you trust us?
Of course. After I learn our submarines are safely in port, you will be permitted to leave. In the meantime, Klink, they are to be kept in protective custody.
Of course, Your Excellency.
Wait a minute. It's against the Geneva Convention to keep a prisoner prisoner.
About you, I care nothing. Now.
I don't suppose that you're familiar with the language of His Highness' country.
Since they are remaining here, until I learn all as well, it does not matter.
What does to us? I believe because of the prince's well-known moral scruples, he would prefer the princess to make the call.
And if the princess doesn't prefer?
Then I think we are in trouble.
How's it going, Carter?
Oh, just about finished.
All right. Hurry it up. We haven't got much time.
Colonel?
Yeah?
Now, what about the money?
You're going to have it by the bail, Lieutenant, in about 20 minutes. Come on, LeBeau, hurry it up, will you? Yeah. You and Carter get over to the motor pool. Get Klink's staff car. Be in German uniforms.
Right, Colonel.
Newkirk, you know what to do.
All right, Colonel.
All right, look. You get on the wiretap to Klink's office. When they get word we've clobbered their subs and planes, call the main gate and get it open.
Hello, this is Commandant Kennedy. I want the main gate open at once.
Terrible, terrible. Yeah.
You said we were all going out the tunnel.
That's another one of our operations. They'll be so busy here, you'll be able to get away clean.
All right, we'll be all set.
I demand immediate release.
After the way you double-crossed the Germans, they'd kill you.
Get down and stay down, and that's an order. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Hi, Schultz.
Hold. Who goes there?
Rudolf Hess.
I'm on a special mission. The prince and the princess are not to leave without Commandant Klink's express permission.
He hasn't told you yet?
Told me what?
He's sending a staff car for him.
They are not to leave without Commandant Klink's express permission.
You're a good soldier, Schultz, but here it comes.
Oh, Your Highness, please, Your Highness, you have to understand it is not up to me. Oh, I just as well take orders from you than from anybody else. I love to take orders, but my orders are for you not to depart.
You are giving orders to me?
Oh, Your Highness, please. I have the highest respect for royalty. Oh, things were so much happier here in Germany when we had an emperor. What am I saying?
Perfectly right, Schultz.
I am?
Yeah, tell you what. His Highness and the Princess will wait in the staff car until you get the word from Klink. which should be any minute now.
Oh, Colonel Hogan, I'm so grateful. Please, Your Highness, allow me. Please.
Thanks. The boys up front will take you out of camp, pass you on to the underground. You'll make it out of Germany, okay?
And back to the States.
And you?
Me? I'm here for the duration.
Might be a real ball if we went together.
What about your husband?
I thought you asked me which side I was on. I thought I gave you an answer.
Yeah, well, Africa's a long way from Detroit.
I was from Cleveland. I meet you halfway. In Toledo? To compare hang-ups?
Lovely couple, Schultz.
Beautiful and so regal.
And shall we drink, Your Excellency, to a most successful negotiation?
Merely routine.
Ah, I would think not. I would even dare to presume that there might be a reward waiting for Your Excellency when you return to Berlin.
It is possible. Thank you, my dear.
And if you should have the occasion to mention my participation, Klink is spelled with a K, and there is no C between the N and the last K.
Starlock 13? Yes. Berlin calling, Your Excellency.
Danke. Submarines are in port. Von Sickle speaking. What? Impossible. What? Hello? Hello?
What's the matter, Your Excellency?
Our gallant submarines were met by Allied destroyers and sunk. Our gallant supply planes were ambushed by Allied fighters. And Berlin is going to have me shot.
We've been betrayed.
This is Commandant Klink. Open the main gates for my staff car at once.
Excuse me, Your Highness.
Toledo.
About royalty. I can tell a prince a mile away. You are not allowed to be out of the barracks at night. Go back at once!
Sure, Schultz. I just wanted to tell you that I just saw the prince walking over that way.
But that's impossible. He's in the car.
You know, I thought there was somebody missing.
But
excuse me.
Where is he?
Just over that way there.
Oh, Your Highness, please come back! Your Highness! Come back! Come back! Your Highness!
Get out the front gate.
Halt! Halt! Stand there! Stand there! Schultz, come back here! Come back here! Come back here!
What's Toledo?
After the war, Colonel, it could be quite a spot.
But, Colonel Hogan, I protest. You have offered to save me, but you have not given me enough money to get to Switzerland.
Maybe you can make it to Berlin.
Forget it.
Move on. This way, Your Majesty. Reiner Danero.
Someday, I shall relate all that has happened to me here.
You do that, Prince.
And my loyal subjects shall take their revenge.
If you can find any ass.
Get out of here.
Wonder what she saw in him.
I don't know, Kinch. Some women just have peculiar taste in men.